Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, getting your partner on board with new sex adventures, missing out on oral sex, and how to unleash your inner sex goddess. All that and more on today's show. Thanks for listening. Let me tell you a little bit about something that's kind of intense, but amazing. The intensity. This toy has been a game changer for my life, and so many of you have jumped on the intensity train, sexploring a new you. The intensity is a product that actually does your Kegel exercises for you, and it's a rabbit vibrator. So it's a twofer, really. It's a genius health invention that they decided, you know what? Women, a lot of us, we suffer from weak pelvic floor. It can happen any time in your life, and over time, it actually atrophies your pelvic floor. And it's really important because it helps women, you know, have stronger pelvic floor. It can also help you women with urinary continence. You know, sometimes you sneeze and you pee. Has that ever happened to you? It's a good time. Also can help you, you know, have more orgasms, desire sex more, strengthen your vaginal muscles. So this is a pleasure with a purpose. It's called the intensity. So it looks like a rabbit vibrator, and you can use it as a vibe, or you put it inside you, and it stimulates your muscles. It has a gentle electrical stimulation that contracts and stimulates your vaginal muscles. You don't even have to do your Kegels, and it just does it for you. You just sit there. It's like if you go to the gym and like someone just does your sit-ups for you. God, I wish that would happen. But this toy is amazing. It's called the you can find it at pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I.com. It's intensity. If you want to hear more, but you've heard me talking about this for months. And the thing is I've never had anyone react and want to purchase a product like this before. We talked about it on the review podcast, Sex Toy Review, Intense and Unplugged. And you all went a little crazy for it because I think a lot of women and men know what I'm talking about. It makes you tighter, makes you feel good, makes you have strong muscles, and you don't have to do anything but lie there and it feels good. And it's the one thing that I've learned. I do it every day. Never skip it. So check it out, pourmoi.com. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes.
that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, our blogs, which rock. My team gives you awesome blogs every day. And I love you all. Thanks for listening to the show. And I'm here with Menace.
Hello.
Hi, Menace.
How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
What is going on with your life?
Oh, my God. So many things. It's the holidays.
We haven't talked in a while. Unfortunately, work has been crazy, so I had to cancel.
So busy. You always say that.
Cancel on you.
Yeah, you bailed on a show.
I know.
But then
so
I realized
bad.
It was like the best show we ever had.
Oh, great. So I should leave.
No, I'm kidding.
See you later.
I missed you so much.
What the hell is going on with your holidays? Did you go anywhere for Thanksgiving?
No, Thanksgiving, I just went. No, it's sad because I used to come to Michigan all the time for years. But now that, I was home for my niece's bat mitzvah the weekend before.
Oh, okay.
The Coachella. Her name's Ella, and it was a Coachella. It rocked. Mm-hmm.
Tell your brother thanks for the invite.
Dude, he would have loved you there.
Yeah.
He would have loved you to have you there. But then Thanksgiving, I was here, and I was with friends. And since Thanksgiving was like always my family thing, it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Just the night of Thanksgiving, I was like, I miss my family. But
really?
Then I went away for a night, went to Malibu with my guy.
Your lover?
My lover.
Uh-huh.
And we've actually, this is such a, you know, I always say on the show, like you got to, it's so important for couples just to get away. We went for one night, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, you don't have to go to Malibu. You can go like to the Hilton in your town. It doesn't matter. But just getting out of your space, turning off your phone and getting away, like it was like a 2 full days because we drove there. And it was super fun and like romantic. It was right on the ocean. And I got to bring a lot of fun toys that we had been wanting to try that.
A suitcase?
I literally brought a suitcase. It was so heavy. He lifted it up. He's like, what the hell are you bringing? I'm like, there's like a lot of flashlights in there and bondage ties and new things.
Crazy.
The quick shot, the new flashlight, little, I should give you one of these.
The flashlight?
Gives you like a hand job. Yeah, you give him like a hand job, blow job. It's like your handy helper. That's
okay.
Really cool. What else did we try? Some, what did we try that was... Oh, the Ooh by Jeju. You know how I love Jeju, obviously.
Uh-huh.
They made a new product line that's just like the Mimi, but it's like three different products that are use the same vibrating function.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was like, I felt kind of, he's like, really? Like, we're going to have sex? So like, I think it kind of stressed him. Because when someone says pack up, he's like, bring some toys. Like,
yeah.
I don't know which ones. I'm a little behind.
Just bring everything.
But
you don't
know. We had a blast. And I'm just saying that for couples who are like, oh, we can't get away, it totally like bonded us. And it was a really, we've never ever actually gone away together. So it was fun. It was good.
That's great.
Yeah, Malibu is beautiful. I hear the ocean waves like crashing. And so we had sex. We ate a lot. We had fun.
That's
what'd
fun.
What'd you do? It was really fun.
Yeah, I went.
I just got to get the hell out of town. I'm not good at that.
My girlfriend and I, we went to our old stomping grounds of San Francisco. And it's just crazy there. It's super.
It's so different.
Super
it's like
packed.
A ton of great.
Yeah, and then the women that I talk to that are friends of mine there say that it's all awkward tech guys, you know?
Even more so?
Yeah.
It was always like that, though.
But I'm like, dude, you need to make the effort because, look, these are – I'm sure they're quality guys. These are guys with jobs, you
right.
know?
They could actually,
take
you out and do things.
Take care of you and things like that. Just be aggressive. You can totally own all these dudes, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's like, true. Make
don't
the move.
Let them make the move because that's never
But they'll
happen.
Never happen. Well, it's
yeah.
never happened. You know, we've always talked about that in San Francisco that women always complain that they men never ask them out. And it's true. Like, men very rarely come to you and approach you and start talking to you like they do in every other city. Like, L.A.
Yeah.
guys are just like, literally, the traffic light. They're like, roll down your window.
Yeah,
and they're like, hey, what's your name?
But they're still not quality dudes.
They're not quality dudes. But
yeah.
in San Francisco, these guys have jobs. They're techie. And all of it is like that hump.
Uh-huh.
Like, just get over that. Like, you start talking to them. Like, I know that women are still like, I want a guy to approach me, but it's not because they don't
want
to. It's
not going
to
happen there.
And you know, you were a shy guy.
I was totally shy.
You still, like, I mean, your girlfriend currently, she, like, you guys knew each other, but it wasn't like you asked her out. Now you're together. Like, right? I mean, it just sort of happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is a different world, and there's, like, traffic there now, and
yeah,
can't live there.
Crazy. But, There's a lot of Sex with Emily listeners still there.
Did you see them?
Yeah.
Were they like, hey, yo, what up, Menace?
Hey, what's up? You know, it's so weird because, you know, I do two radio shows. I do the morning radio show, the Woody Show in Los Angeles, and then this show. And so I never know which show that they're listening to. When they say, hey, I love listening to the show. I'm like, okay.
Do you ask them?
And yeah, of course. I find out.
Is it usually Sex with Emily?
Oh, always.
Good answer.
No. It's a mix between both. It's great because they listen to both shows, and it's fun, you know? And
it's fun. I miss it.
It's so like weird to meet people in just the most awkward places that I listen to the podcast or I listen to the radio show. I'm like, I don't even know if anyone ever listens. Well,
that's,
you know?
Dude, this is how I feel. And if you ever see us, because we were just eating downstairs and someone texted you or tweeted you and said, Menace, I think that was you sitting having lunch. And it's like, people come say hi. It's not like, I love when people come up to me and they're like, hey, listen to your show. It's not like it happens. I mean, I'm sitting in this box all the time and it is random. I'm always surprised that people listen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. How did you hear? I give them a hug. I'm like, I'm grateful. We would not be here if not for our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank That's you. Great. I know. It makes me feel really good and warm. What are you doing for the holidays?
The holidays, I'm going to go back to San Francisco for a little bit and then I'm going to go to New Orleans. Check it out for a few days.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, time. I've been. I love it. I went there for the Voodoo Music Festival a couple years back, and absolutely love that town. Going to go check out the French Quarter again and just turn up for a couple days.
Right.
And then I'm going to get on a boat again, and I'm going to go to, like, Mexico.
I love that you're doing this now, traveling and seeing the world with your girlfriend. Yeah. And I'm glad that you guys are really happy and healthy and together because so many couples are breaking up right now.
It's
and I don't
insane.
Know if it's the holidays. I don't know. They're getting caught cheating.
Yeah. No, it's 90% cheating
it
with
is
the
cheating.
People that I've been hearing about that are breaking up. And this is so crazy.
Right.
And you know why?
Why?
Because men, if you're cheating, you're effing stupid. You will always get caught because we're not that bright on covering
no,
it up.
No, they're not that bright
Women
at all.
Are amazing. Even though if they hate each other, it'll stick together. They can cover their tracks. They'll
it's
never
true.
Admit to anything. But guys, you're effing stupid.
Yep.
And you'll get caught.
Delete
eventually.
Your shit. Like, clean stuff. No, it's true. But the thing is, do
a
you
A very
think
small
it's...
percentage out there, they think they can get away with it. And maybe they can. But 90% of the time, you're going to get caught.
They
it's
always
gonna blow
say
up
that, like,
face.
50% of men cheat and, like, fewer percent, like, 42% in relationships. And the number's always really high. And it hasn't changed. Even in the last 10 years we've been doing the show, we always hear these stats. But what I'm wondering, is it because that we're hearing so much more about it, it's easier to get caught? Because right now, you leave your digital footprints everywhere. So your partner, like, logs into your Facebook. They have the password for your phone. I mean, this is where it's all happening, on your phone, on your Facebook, on your Instagram. Like, why'd you like this photo?
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff. So I think that people are just, you know, or I guess if you hire a hot nanny and you're sleeping there, like, all these celebrities, like Gavin Rossdale and Ben Affleck, separate their nannies.
Allegedly on that one.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
There was a picture of Gavin Rossdale with his hand on her ass.
Well, that one is not allegedly. That supposedly
right.
they've confirmed
You think
that.
The Ben Affleck one is allegedly?
That one's allegedly, yeah.
Okay.
They never
So who are you
that.
Thinking about recently that just got caught cheating?
Well, I know some people personally that just got caught cheating.
Me too.
Yeah, it's insane. But no, there's another thing where guys are getting caught like crazy because everyone is setting up their stupid iCloud and connecting all
this,
their devices.
This is exactly.
And
my
that's
friend's
how,
son got
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's how Gavin Rossdale got caught because he had his iPad and all that stuff connected. So, like, all the messages are going to your phone.
Like an Apple.
They're going to your iPad or, like,
my
your
friend's,
tablet.
My friend's
all
kid
that
got it.
Crap.
Cheating message. Yeah. It's not good.
This guy I know, same thing. He left some girl at his house and he was going to work. The messages to his phone is going to his tablet. You know what I'm saying? Like, the cloud is
but
bad,
the
people.
The cloud, though, is so confusing to me as well. Like, I don't share it. I don't have a family. But I don't know if people in my office get very good. My text, I don't know. But it is very scary. This happens all the time. But also, I don't know, though, if the thing that people are cheating more or there's just more ways to get caught. I mean, I feel like I've always heard about people cheating. But I just think that,
I think there's more ways to get caught. I think the cheating is – well, no, maybe the cheating has been enhanced a little bit due to – yeah, social media, there's more, you know, the grass is always greener. You see more options.
Right.
You know, think back to the day before you had social media and all this stuff and online, you know, when you went to work and you went home, like, how many other people do you see? Like, when you now when you sit on your couch, you see thousands of more
That's
people.
That's so true.
Thousands of hot chicks, hot guys online.
And your exes.
And then you can just message them at any time.
Exactly. That's what's happening. And you're like, on Facebook, you're like, oh, my ex or this person is attractive. I'll just start talking to him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that and then so there is, in a way, I have to think that people are cheating more and there's more ways to get caught. So it's bad all around, I think. And if you're in a relationship right now and if you're listening to this and you're sitting there and you're about to like someone or send them, you know, a photo or send a message, yeah. Like take a look at your relationship and see the reason why you're doing that and why you have that impulse. And take a look inward. And I would just try to see what you can do to strengthen your relationship today rather than seeking outward for some affirmation mm-hmm. and validation that actually really won't make you feel good at the end of the day. Yeah. It's a quick fix for some deeper loneliness and sadness that you need to work on with yourself and your partner.
Some guy I know that just got cheated recently, he's not my friend. I just know the other side. He got busted out by his kids. His kids saw his phone. They're like, wow, he's texting a lot lately for an old guy. You know, and right. Then they saw his phone and then ratted him out to the mom. And then that blew away. He got kicked out of the house. And then the other guy, I don't know how he got caught. But he got busted too.
It's usually the phone. Well, it usually is through mm-hmm. the friggin' phone. And people, like, if you're married, you're like, yeah, give me your password. Like, people, I think yeah. if you're married, does your girlfriend have a password to your phone?
Uh-oh. The password to hers either. Sorry. I've been up since like 3 a.m. So we don't. It's just like we both have the attitude like, dude, if somebody is going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. And yeah. there's nothing that you can do to prevent it. You know, all you can do is find out about it.
Right.
And then and we also have the things like, hey, you don't want to be with me anymore. Then,
well, this is the thing. If you don't want to be with your partner, then break up with them first and then go have a dalliance. But I think then some people get really excited by the idea of cheating, you know, because that's part of the thrill of it. But again, all these thrills are just like cheap thrills that will fill you up temporarily. But let's that will bring us to our Sex in the News,
all right,
which is actually quite a cheating extravaganza. Really? To the woman dating my husband, a wife calls out a mistress on Syracuse Craigslist. Mm-hmm. A Central New York woman is calling out her cheating husband in a post on Craigslist Syracuse website, and the scornful letter is starting to go viral on Facebook. To the woman dating my husband, doesn't identify the author, who says she lives south of Cuse, her spouse or the woman he's having an affair with. However, she does reveal she discovered he was cheating with multiple profiles on online dating sites after a little bit of detective work. And women are natural born detectives, including Google search history and finding a receipt for unusual purchases from a top store in Cicero, wherever in Syracuse. The post then invites readers to do their own detective work to see if they can identify her soon-to-be ex-husband, who's 56 and works as a contractor type, and his mistress, also known as the proud new doormat for a middle-aged man.
See, all right.
This is the message, yeah.
This is what I don't like, is like guys and girls that get upset at the other girl or the other guy. Like, I don't give an F if some guy is like hooking up with my girlfriend. I'm not going to go be mad at the guy. Like, that guy has nothing to do with me.
That's the reaction. That's
so
knee-jerk.
Stupid. I absolutely hate that.
I know.
And you're an effing moron. You should be upset with your husband. And who cares about this other
chick?
Well,
listen to the people. But this is what happened to my friend today. Okay. So the following may be you or maybe multiples of you. This is what she posted. I do not know how many of you there are. So read to the end. You'll figure out if this is the guy you're dating. Perhaps one of your friends will see this and figure it out for you. You left your mascara in my husband's old vehicle. He bought a newer one in late September. It was a shimmery brown CoverGirl. I think you left some clothes here too. I threw them away. You also left a bra, your size 36B. I'm a 34C. The bra stank with BO. Of course, it may be that it belongs to someone else. After all, his dating profiles, rtime.com and match.com, show that he was horn-dogging over a 120-mile radius.
Like, oh, look, I'm so much better than you, blah, blah. Do you know what? She was still hooking up with your husband, so what does that say about you?
Yeah, it's
You're just
true.
Making yourself look stupid.
Well, it says, dumb. The letter was posted Saturday.
Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it is. No, what I'm saying is it's kind of like...
I'm trying to keep myself awake
right
now.
They feel so violated and they feel so attacked. I mean, they feel... Their first reaction is just to attack and to reach out.
You attack your husband. Who gives an F about some skank?
I know, but this is what people do right away. Like when you should wait 10 minutes before sending
dumb.
Text. Yeah, when you're angry is not the time to do these kind of things. You will regret it.
I'm angry.
And it keeps going. Poster. Wait. What is this part of He'll Use You Up? The original post reveals a couple is getting divorced, and the author says she's taking half the money from everything he owned over 15 years.
Basically, she says now... Oh, sorry. Hi.
Madison.
Basically, she says that now she's going to divorce him. I don't think they were on the divorce track before. It's kind of like now that I know, because she found his dating profiles, and she found this girl's lip or this girl's mascara that she left in the car, and she found her bra, and she...
But the next post says, he'll use you up. He's a selfish lover. He's a spendaholic, and it's likely he'll revert to booze. His financial decisions will drive you into bankruptcy. He's done it twice. His family will hate you. They're weird. You'll see. He has a tendency to do incredibly stupid stuff. If you're a real, actually nice person that has been duped, just know that he's gotten very good at lying. He's a lot of fun. He's a great cook and a great talker. He's just trying to get laid, or worse, he's courting you as the next Mrs., knowing that my divorce will leave him very, very financially screwed.
Yeah, but I don't think that she was planning to divorce him before. I think now she's saying, like, we're getting a divorce, and he's not going to have any money. So he's probably courting you because he knows that, like, if he wants to divorce me, he's not going to get anything.
That's great, right. But, like, if you really want to get back at this chick, I know. She then don't therapy. Tell him all this. Don't tell her all this stuff. Let her find out for herself.
Yeah, but it's so much sweeter to have like the quick.
You just look like a crazy biatch online.
No, I'm don't. That's what I'm gonna see. Saying that in her mind, she's gonna wait for this woman to suffer.
What are you watching that? I mean, when you're reading that online, are you thinking, "Oh yeah, you go, girl"?
No, I'm not.
You're thinking like
I'm not thinking that at all.
Is that everyone else was like, "Yeah, you go, girl"? Because everyone loves that idea of sweet revenge. But let me tell you, it does not last. Like, it might feel good at first to put somebody on blast, but long term, it does come back to you. And I think at the end, she kind of pulls back and is like, "You know what? Like, maybe you're a good person. Maybe you got duped." And that's more respectable than being like, you smell, you have BO, I found your bra and your cheap mascara in the car. Because that just comes off as titties. Petty. Yeah.
That's petty. That happens right away. So, right, my boobs are bigger. And then there was the one in England that said, a jilted lover bought a billboard sign that said, to my cheating husband, Paul, you deserve each other. When you get home, I won't be here. Enjoy your drive to work, Lisa. A big billboard.
I love that.
Crazy.
There was something over the weekend that was traveling all over Facebook. I think they sounded like they were Australian. I couldn't figure it out. But this guy made this whole 15-minute video. He was building it up as if he was going to propose to the chick. But he's like, I actually knew that she was cheating on me for like a month. Right? And he goes, yeah, you know, I found out through Facebook. And she was sending all these messages and like naked photos and all this stuff to this guy. And then so the whole video is like this whole buildup of like candles everywhere and, you know, all these like gifts and like rose petals on.
And he like sent it to her?
No, she like sitting down and he's like, oh yeah, I want you to read this. I don't want you to read that. And then he goes, oh yeah, here, read this final poem. And then she reads the final poem and it rhymes. And then at the end of the rhyme, it goes, who the F is such and such.
Man, people are so elaborate. I couldn't do this.
He goes, all right, well, I'll see you later. And then he just left.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
That is funny.
Like, I don't know. I think that one was kind of cool.
Oh, dude, because, why can't a guy do it? That's not cool. Huh? He sat there creatively, like, crafted something.
Yeah, but, like, he just, like, ended it right there, you know? He didn't, like, talk. He didn't, like, attack
the other. How did it get out there and go viral?
The other guy. Because he put it on YouTube.
Dude, that's the same thing.
No, it's not, because he wasn't attacking the other person. He was just saying like how crappy the person that he was dating.
The whole thing's
this
bad.
One. This is the other thing. My whole point was you attacking the person that's like cheating with your significant other. That is so stupid.
Yeah,
that guy wasn't doing that. He was just attacking
people.
The
do
cheater.
All these kind of things when they, you know, they're like, how can I like show him that I know? Like, how can I like create this whole plan to either confront his. Suit to be ex or for, you know, the whole thing's just keep it in with it between the two of you, and then both of you have to go to therapy. That's what I think.
But
that's not air or dirty laundry. Okay, we can get into some emails.
All right.
So enough of that cheat. But okay, forget it. I'm gonna keep going.
Okay.
Just I hope everyone learned here that you should just work it out in your relationship or leave. Go to therapy. Every couple needs therapy after a while. They really do.
Are you serious?
Everyone, you do. You need it on your own too.
Therapy.
Everyone does. Yeah.
You don't know anything about my relationship. How do you think that
I
need therapy? No, you need therapy. You're the one.
Dude, I've been in therapy my whole life.
You can't commit.
I've committed.
Yeah, how long?
Totally committed.
All right, what are we on? Day what?
It's not days.
I'm just saying.
I've committed. You've met my committed peoples.
Yeah. A couple months, it's all good.
Yeah, a few months, things are great.
You got to move in with somebody. It's so much fun cohabitating.
You love it?
I love cohabitating.
Okay, it's fun. Let me ask you a question, though, Menace.
All right.
Are you getting enough?
Always.
I bet you'd love more though, right?
Who doesn't?
AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts.
They're always hooking it up with gifts, aren't they?
Yeah, they're 10 free gifts. You'll get a sexy surprise for your girlfriend, Menace, plus a specially selected toy for you.
Ooh.
Probably a prostate, like a butt plug for you.
Something
a little something we know
with.
That you'll both enjoy, and you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD, because I know you love those DVDs. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. What do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not that hard. Go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie. Menace loves lingerie. Yeah. Or anything you desire. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get 10 free gifts. Go to adamandeve.com, select one item, and you get 10 free freaking gifts. Do that. Do that now. Enter offer code Emily at checkout, adamandeve.com.
Now, Adam and Eve's been around for quite a while, you know. They don't stick around for quite a while because they're terrible at what they do, you know. So, check it out.
They've been around forever. Yeah, check it out. They've got everything. And actually, if you want some last-minute gifts right now, I think they have, like, shipping, and they'll get it to you, like, tomorrow. You know, gift shopping, the whole thing. Everyone's all freaked out about gifts. I'm so glad I'm Jewish.
Don't you still have to do gifts?
Oh,
it's like small gifts, right?
Well, kind of.
How's it work? Break it down for us.
In the Jewish people, the Jewish religion, we just, you know, the thing is, we have Hanukkah, and the thing about Hanukkah is it's really for, at least in my family, it's for children. Like, you light the menorah every night, and then your family, then you get one gift. Everyone's like, oh my God, you get 8 gifts. Is it 8 nights, Alyssa, of Hanukkah? 7?
Eight crazy nights.
Or isn't it 7 and then the 8? 7? 8 nights, something like that. I should know. But, and then every night when you're a kid, you get like a gift. But like some people get like big gifts, you know. And my parents were like socks, like day 2, which is fine. I'm not complaining. But really, it's a holiday for children and their families. But it's not like
weak.
But I'm not saying
I want
that
gifts.
I'm not saying no. I know. But I'm saying right now, whether you're Jewish, whatever religion you are, yes, if you're with somebody, you know, I would get them a present, and maybe they'd get me a present.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I'm trying to think what I'm doing this year. I haven't really thought about it yet. But I don't care. I'm not like gift oriented. But that's how it works. And I don't think that adults, let's say two Jewish people who are dating right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that they give each other 8 gifts. Adults do that. But if I'm wrong, like, let me know.
Ooh,
I think it's more for kids.
You better find out.
I'll find out. I should know this. But Alyssa, what do you think? Do you know people like who are adults and do 8 nights? Isn't it for kids?
I know that like the candle once.
Assistant Alyssa. Yeah, you light the candle, but you're not like, here's a gift. Right. But gifts are important. Like, you know, you can get your love or something. And I think you should get them something sexy. I really do. People don't get enough sex toys for their partner. Sex life. You got to... Get him a night away, like a sexy night away. That was big. I don't care if you go to the Motel 6.
Hotel Tonight, the app. I always promote it.
Oh, is that a good one?
It's a good app. Get a good deal on a hotel.
Okay, well, that's
not a sponsor. They should be.
Not a sponsor. Okay, so let's read some emails. Because we love hearing from you. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. And thank you for including your name and where you're listening from. Mm-hmm. And how you listen in your email. Hi, Emily. Me and my boyfriend have just become very open with discussing sex and potentially trying new things together. We have both said things we have done in the past, and I asked if he wanted to try anything new. He said no. He felt like he had tried everything he'd wanted to. How can I get him to see it would be different with a new partner? Thank you, Steph. Okay, Steph, awesome that you guys are opening up together, but I think that if you just ask him directly, like, He's probably hasn't thought about it. So here's the thing about sex questions. We're always telling people to, you know, and I do believe that communication with your partner is the most important thing you can do. And he probably, when you said that, maybe he thought to himself, you know, I'm good. Like, I don't want you to think that I want more from you and our sex life is great. Because men and women, you know, we tend to not really communicate that directly about things. So the conversation, like, did not go where you wanted it to go. And he might be more open than you think, but he didn't know, like, what you know what I'm saying? How confusing things can be. She's like, did you want, okay, so if we're dating, I'm like, honey, do you want to try anything new? Like, you could be like, yeah, I want to do this and this.
Yeah.
It could go both ways. I could be like, what, you don't think I'm doing enough in bed? So he just said, no, I'm cool. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, you know, it's not that he probably doesn't care. He probably just didn't have anything, like, on his mind to say. So I think that she has to approach it a different way and say, like, what, you know, I love our sex life. Is there anything that, you know, you want to try? Here's what I'm thinking would be really fun, rather than just putting it on him.
Yeah. Because if it's a guy, it's probably something over the top that he doesn't want to share.
That's true, too. That's
why he's like, I definitely want to try, like, 2 other chicks with us. You know, foursome.
Yeah, threesome.
Fuck a threesome.
Exactly. So I think that it's important, too, to keep expanding your sex life and trying new things. And instead of, like, relying on him to just say something, you know, you could just say, like, you know, it'd be so fun. Let's go shopping to a sex toy store together. Like, let's watch porn together. Let's talk about our fantasies. Do the bucket list. I love the bucket list. Have you ever done the bucket list?
No, the sexual bucket list?
You each write down three things you want to try. So then you can control it. He's not going to say, like, I want to have a gangbang. Maybe, as number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you could write things that, you know, I think it'd be really cool to try you out, or if you gave me a blowjob every day when I came home from work, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you guys can exchange that and together, you know. And also, she also said, because the thing is that she said to him is that, is there anything that you, in the past, if you want anything new? And he's like, no, I'm cool. I've done enough. But, mm-hmm. you know, what about like what she wants to try? So, you know, she just needs to frame it in a different way. It's not about things he doesn't want to do. It's about, like, things that she wants to do. So, obviously, Steph has things that she wants to try. So, her needs are important, too. And that, you know, that she needs to say, let's talk about our sex life. This could be really fun. And, again, you got to get, it's all about tone, mm-hmm. keeping it positive, keeping it light, and you don't have the conversation in the bedroom. And
so, what you're basically saying is communication is lubrication.
It's true, Menace. Same that for 10 yeah. freaking years, but it's so true because you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And the other mistake that and I'm glad that Steph emailed, because I think that it doesn't always happen the first time. Like, it's not like if you've never talked about sex and the first time you bring it up, it might not go your way. You might get shut down, and it's such a vulnerable thing to bring up that she might feel like, oh God, I'm not gonna bring it up. No, he just didn't get what you were saying. Keep going, mm-hmm. keep asking, keep probing, and then your sex life will expand, which is very, very important. Okay, oral sex.
All right.
You know I love this topic.
All about
Emily,
it.
I'm 25 and a new fan from Los Angeles. I've been listening to your show for a few months, and I love it. Keep it up. My question is this. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for almost 2 years now. Sex is amazing. My only issue is that she's not into oral sex, giving or receiving. In the beginning, I thought it was something she would warm up to with time, but I don't think so. I've talked to her about it, and she says she said the idea of one's mouth in someone's private area is not something she finds attractive. I convinced her to let me go down on her once, but she was too uptight and nervous about it to let herself enjoy it. I tried everything to get her to relax, and I'm always doing everything possible to make her feel sexy and wanted. I feel like oral sex is something I want in my sex life, and I'm having difficulty picturing the rest of my life without it. I've talked to her about it, but is there any tips you can give me to help explain to her how important it is to get her to see it from my point of view? Communication and everything else in our relationship is great, but this causes me to rethink the relationship. Would it be stupid for me to break up over this? Thank you, Emily, Joe.
No, Joe, break up. It's just going to be a constant argument for the rest of your relationship.
No, he has to approach it the right way. I do believe that if she's like, he tries everything and he's never going to get blowjobs for the rest of his life, you might want to end it. But we're not there yet. So I wouldn't call it, you know, quits right now, because everything else in the relationship is going well and things are great. And so she might just have – she's never experienced oral sex before.
I know, I'm just joking.
I know you are. but it might come to that. But I broke up with someone because that wasn't the only reason.
Really?
You've heard this story. The guy I dated is like, no, I'm just not into it. I'm like, mm-hmm. not into you. Mm-hmm. But
see ya.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I'm just not into giving it. I'm like, and I give you the best blowjob of your life? Like, you're not in – like, I can't convince you. Some guys just don't like tomatoes. Not going to make them like tomatoes. So there's a lot of reasons why people, like, develop these blocks with oral sex. And she probably, like, she thinks it's wrong, it's dirty, it's uncomfortable. She's never felt that before. And if this is what you build up in your mind, him trying a few times is not going to be the thing that's going to get her, you know, to like it. So, or to even enjoy it, because she's very self-conscious. Like, women have all these, you know, and a lot of, even in their 20s, like 20s, you're like, oh, does he want to do that? Does he want to be there? Mm-hmm. You know, was he into it? So you do make her feel sexy and wanted, you said, which I like. And
start with facials, baby steps.
Just come all over her face and call it a day.
See what she says.
Right, maybe that's what she's into. You don't know until you try it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a fantasy, just something like that just hits you over your head. You're like, oh my God, my whole life I've wanted facials.
Yeah, and maybe she's like into ear play, like other holes.
Earplay can feel really good. There's a lot of nerve endings in the air. Would you sting his penis in the air?
No, sorry. I was just thinking about when I was doing a radio show in San Francisco. We got back from a nightclub, and this guy, he like got this girl's phone number, and she wanted to like come over and like hook up with him. And he's like, ah, I'm just going to mess around. And he's like, can I stick it in your ear? And she's like, yeah, you can. People are so crazy.
People are crazy. They're like, whatever you want, babe. I'll be over. Oh my God. That's a good sext. I love that one. I'm going to try that. But what would I stick in someone's ear? Well, I have a lot of things to get in here.
Yeah.
So this is how you have to. This is the thing, though. This sexual satisfaction thing obviously is a two-way street, mm-hmm. and he's not getting blowjobs either.
Yeah.
So she's uncomfortable all around. Like, there's a lot of work here. But I think what you need to start with is the oral sex on her first. And so, like, if he's like, just go down on me, go down on me, like, she's like, yeah, he's like, blow me, baby. She's gonna be like, what are you even talking about?
I
don't believe in ultimatums, but you have to let her know, like, how much it would, you know, turn on to let her pleasure herself. Maybe you guys could start with the mutual masturbation. Do you know if she even masturbates? Do you know that she knows how to touch herself, what makes herself feel good? It just sounds like you guys need to kind of enhance the intimacy. And maybe what I would recommend, Joe, is you start with some massaging. Now, you don't, when people say, like, oh, I don't have a table, I don't know. You don't need to be a professional masseuse to sit down, like, use a massage candle, use massage oil, and just, like, make her feel very comfortable and start caressing her body, turning her on, spending a lot of time on all those, like, our whole body is, like, an erogenous zone, basically. There's just, like, her back, her, and, like, getting her comfortable. And then you can easily move down there and, you know, start.
And all else fails, YSL, my friend.
Just, what'd you say? YSL. Google, see, that's kind of true.
Google it.
YSL?
Yeah.
Do you know there's this red YSL clutch I want so bad?
Oh, really?
It's like $1,500.
Oh, that's it?
It might be $2,200. Yeah. I'm not going to spend that on a purse. Or shoes. Maybe one day when, things happen in my life. No, I think I'd still feel bad. You could, like, feed homeless people and stuff. Okay, so also, again, I don't believe in ultimatums, but you got to keep addressing it. And just, again, bring it up once. It sounds like you got to break down some of these barriers. And if she had any trauma growing up, which we don't know about either, she might need therapy. Again, I'm just saying, I don't know how much they've talked about this. But, again, if she's like, no, and you keep trying, you don't have to live without blowjobs. You don't.
No.
Right? Do you agree? Wouldn't you hate to light a world without blowjobs?
I mean, it depends on how much I like the girl and how
much
I got
along with
her. I mean, I absolutely love blowjobs, but, you know, sometimes you're going to have to look past that if you found something really, really cool.
Right, but sounds like overall, right.
Like, it can't be just an end-all, be-all. Like, what about if this is an amazing person that I love hanging out with and have so much fun? And they just don't do this one thing. Like,
right. He
whatever.
Could just get a bunch of fleshlights and different, like, many different fleshlights that he could get. Each one is, like, a different vagina.
If they're, like, kind of, like, okay person to hang out with all the time and they're not, like, the best person ever and they don't give blowjobs, then you know what? Time to contemplate.
True. If they suck as a human all around. It's all communication, people. At the end of the day,
it's not just all sex, you know.
But the sex is important.
The sex is important.
And I worry about couples who say, you know what, we're just best friends and I don't need any more sex. It's fine. I have a friend who said that to me and she's no longer with her husband. Just saying. She said to me years ago, she goes, I don't need any more sex. I've had enough sex. I was like, I'm kind of concerned here. Really? Are you sure? She's like, yeah, we don't need it. And now they are no longer together. You can't just be friends. If you stop having sex in your relationship and you live together and you're not having sex, even if you're married, you're roommates. You need the sex, the exchange of fluids, the whole thing. Blowjobs. Okay, how to be a sex goddess. Emily, I'm 27 years old and my boyfriend is 39. We've been together for about 3.5 years. We have a very exciting and exploratory sex life. He's a perfect combination of affectionate and dirty. I would say our only issue is my lack of initiation participation in the bedroom. I give him the credit for most of that. He says that he knows I'll let him do whatever he wants to me, but he wants me to do what I want to him, which is 100% understandable. I came out of a very unhealthy marriage wherein I was treated more like a fleshlight product than a human partner. This is where my crappy intimacy comes to play. I truly forget to kiss and be in the moment with him, even though all day long I think about it. He's a god inside and outside the bedroom. Any advice how to turn into that goddess for him, Taylor? Oh, Taylor, this is a really good question. I think a lot of women can relate to wanting to feel super sexy and take charge of the bedroom, but when it all comes down to it, it's kind of hard to get that going. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you guys are in a really healthy relationship, satisfying, and a lot of women have a hard time being the initiator of the bedroom. In fact, we hear this from men a lot. That women
They
just
need
don't.
To be.
They need to be. Not every time.
Do it.
Not every time. But I think that, you know, first of all, working through your past, I'm not sure if you went right from your past relationship to your current relationship because there might still be some issues there that you have to work out, but don't put so much pressure on yourself to all of a sudden become the ultimate goddess porn star right away. You can build up to the sex god status. So, you know, try something new, you know, try one thing new at a time, like let yourself get comfortable, like let yourself, you know, figure out what makes you feel sexy. I mean, when you're like, do you masturbate? I hope that you do, because that's a great time for you to watch porn, come up with fantasies, envision yourself doing these things to them that you might want to try. And it's a great way to get ideas too. You know, watching porn, reading books, listening to erotica, and figure out like, wow, that would really be hot. And then you just try it. And yes, the first time you try something new, even initiating, you're going to have these, just like think about anytime you try something new, you'll be thinking, is this weird? This is awkward. But he's going to respond. He's told you this is what he wanted. And you'll probably be positively reinforced and you'll keep going. But it's really good to push ourselves in this way. Mm-hmm. And it's people, we just spend our lives so many times trying to avoid things that scare us, and when it's actually how we grow. So it could be like sexy lingerie. Maybe there's something that you like to wear in the house that like you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I feel super hot in this. You know, make a list, like think about these things. And then like plan a seduction with him. Send him a text early in the day or something. Say like tonight, and then you're already locked in. What if she says to him like tonight, I'm gonna, you know, wait till you get home and I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna be waiting here for you in this sexy thing I bought, whatever it is. And then you're in, you set it, he gets home, there's the anticipation building, and then all you have to do then is just like be in your thing, whatever you said you were going to do. Maybe you're in the bath, I don't know, and then you start the sex. That's a great way to do it. Write it out, he comes home, you know, and then just keep thinking about these thoughts. It's so true that whatever we think becomes our reality. So the more that you start thinking about sex, masturbating, watching, reading, looking, whatever does it to you, it'll be in your mind and you'll start to get these ideas. But right now, it's just overwhelming to you because you want to be successful at it. And you just got to start doing your research. And it's fun.
Do you notice like 90% of the feedback we always get is, I mean, that we always give, it's you have to talk to your partner.
Yes, that's you know? Why.
It's funny how like people are brave enough to email the show. Ask like this very personal question,
but they won't talk to their partner about it.
But they won't talk to. I know it's a safe zone here on the Sex Therapy Show.
We are in a safe place.
It's a safe place, and you should continue sending those emails. But also, you got to think to yourself when you're listening to the show, like, don't be afraid to talk to your partner. It's somebody that you love, right, or somebody that you're with constantly. And I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right. I mean, I think we all have this really deep fear of being unlovable and being mm-hmm. rejected. And that's why I think so many people, when it comes down to this very, very vulnerable place of asking for what we want, or, you know, pleasing our partner, or being like sexually really open, we're so afraid of being shot down. And we have that fear when we're walking in our, you know, in work, mm-hmm. In life, where we go. I think that's what holds people back. So yeah, and it's true. It is. If you're listening to this right now and there's something that you're like, God, I really want to talk to my partner about it, I'm just going to tell you to do it tonight. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Just like do it. There's no, I mean, obviously, not in an angry way. The tone matters. But just, like, try to say something new over the holidays to your partner. That's, like, loving in a loving way, but mm-hmm. that you want to try. Expand your sex life this year. At the end of the year. You have 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left.
Do it.
But you're right. I always find that interesting where I'm like, people are like, it's been 20 years, and I still don't know if she's ever had an orgasm. We're like, really? Interesting.
You could have just asked her.
You could have asked her. But you could ask me. And I'm going to tell you I don't know because I haven't met her.
You'd be like, and she said no? You go, well, how can we fix that?
Right. We have a lot of people met us, though. We do. And I'm glad that we, you know, provide this service. So that's what we got time for. Oh, we do have one more.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, bonus. Because
Madison says so.
All right.
She's a stickler. It's about grooming, which has always been one of my favorite subjects.
Grooming downstairs?
Yeah.
Guy or girl?
Girl.
It's from a girl. Dear Emily, I love your work. Thank you. I listen to your show, my podcast app. I'm 48 years old, separated 8 years, and dating a new man. My husband was my very first and only boyfriend who I met when I was 15, so the man I'm dating is the second man I've ever slept with. I make time to see him at his place once a week, occasionally twice a week. My question is, how do men feel about pubic area stubble? This is interesting. Not hair, but stubble. Mm-hmm. I love being very well groomed. Rarely get red bumps. But if I'm seeing my man on Friday and Saturday, repetitive shaving in such a small time frame causes irritation. Can I go a visit without shaving? Obviously, we are having sex each time we're together. Our relationship is still in that phase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hope it remains there. Kelly, I hope so too. It will remain there if you want to do. Public, yeah. So what do you think about?
Whoa.
I just went through puberty.
Yeah.
What do you think about stubble? Pubic area stubble.
Let me tell you how many F's guys give. Zero.
You just would rather.
Like, they don't care. The only thing they do care about is, like, if you're extremely hairy down there.
Right.
That is it. But like, if you have stubble, hey, it might suck, but you know what? A guy's still going to have sex with you. I'm sorry. They're not thinking about it. They're not thinking, like, ooh, she has a lot of stubble down there. No guy's thinking that.
Right.
I'm sorry. End of story.
They're not thinking that, but if he goes down in her, it could give him some. There's like girls.
He's still going to do it.
He's still going to do it. But here's the thing, Kelly, there's so many solutions to this now with like modern day like hair removal. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that, like, first of all, he's probably not irritated by your stubble at all. I'm sure it's totally fine. But if you know, and you're secure with it, it's fine. And there's so many ways to get rid of these bumps. So here's the thing. Use a new razor. Exfoliate first. And don't go over the same area twice if you miss a spot. Go with the hair growth the second time around. You can also use aloe vera or tend skin, which gets rid of the bumps. That's very important. Waxing. You can do a waxing at-home kit, which lasts 5 weeks.
Be careful with that. You can burn yourself.
No, I did it like in high school. And now they're so much better now.
I saw it on the Kardashians. They burnt themselves.
Yeah, because the cameras were rolling and they probably forgot that the wax was on. Who knows? They're probably like checking their makeup in the mirror, and then she had stuff on her badge and then she ripped it off. You know?
Why is women always cutting down other women?
I'm just saying the Kardashians are not a reason to not wax.
You guys are so catty. It's ridiculous.
And so that's another way that's so easy. You just go to the store and you buy it and experiment with some of these things. Waxing kits. And then it's what else here? I think if you
but if you miss like a day or two or three, like a guy just is not gonna care.
I don't think like you're awfully stubble. You've got the
3 o'clock
stubble.
If he goes down there and it's the effing rainforest, then he's gonna be like, "Whoa!" I mean, he's still gonna have sex with you.
No, regardless, exactly.
But he's gonna be like, then he will be thinking in his head like, "Oh wow, I hope they don't see that again."
Exactly. You know? Right. No, I know. I think you're fine, but I think it's sweet
that
you care.
Not the '70s, guys.
Right, and I think that most women do remove a lot of their hair right now.
Good, but I know there's like some movement out there. I'm like, hey,
the bush. They're gonna bring the bush back.
Yeah, like, hey, go for it. But I'm not gonna have sex with you.
That's
you know?
Why I only removed. Laser hair removal, the sides, because I was like, what if I want to grow the bush?
Yeah,
back?
What about if it comes back?
If the bush came back and I couldn't grow hair, what would I do?
I know, you'd be so out of style.
I know, exactly. So now I'm all good down there.
Let's get a merkin.
No, I'm super fashionable. I could get a merkin.
Very popular.
I had a friend text me recently. You know, I get texts all the time from just friends, like random. She's like,
all day long.
Where can I get a merkin in San Francisco? I was like,
Explain a merkin.
A merkin is a, it's like a wig for your pubic area.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of celebs use them, like, when they're doing nude scenes. Yeah. Like, Kristen Wiig was just named Mr. Skins, like, one of the top 10 celebrity nude scenes, and she wore a merkin for it to, like, hide her actual lady bits.
Should have just got fajazzled. Is that what it's called?
Oh, my God, fajazzled.
Remember?
Yeah.
Bring that back.
The vajazzling, when you get, like, little rhinestones in your vagina and your pubic hair. Yeah, there's so much you can do. But Kelly, I like that they're having great sex, and hope it lasts, and don't worry about the stubble.
Yeah,
all good.
Don't worry.
Okay, love you, Madison. Good time, good
me
show.
Too.
Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, everybody, for being you. And
don't forget, wherever you're listening to this show, rate it, review it. I mean, if you want to give it 5 stars, that'd be great. If you
iTunes,
think it's a 1 star, Emily's going to cry, but if that's how you feel, go ahead.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm cool with that. Or you know what? And if you have a problem, send us feedback too.
And then always, if you email the show, how do you listen on iTunes, sexwithemily.com, or any other place, podcast one, whatever you listen to it, let us know. Fake name if you want a fake name or real name.
You can fake it with us.
Yeah,
it's the only place
let us know where you're listening
it.
From. It's so cool. Like, you know, we get from all over the world. It's so awesome.
Australians. We've got so many Australians this year. That was a big part of 2015.
That's
great. A lot
great.
Of new Australian audience. Yep, we love you. Hello, Down Under, all you peoples. We love you. And that's true. Yeah, rate us. What else do you want to do? We want you to like, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all at Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. We do good things in there. We're not like doing too much.
Yeah, you have like this whole like team now.
I know. I freaking love my team. So it's awesome. We give you really good information. Really good information to improve your sex life. So support us and follow us and message us. And, you know.
All that.
Don't cheat on us, though.
Ooh.
Please don't cheat on us. Don't cheat on your partner.
Out there? I don't even know.
Nothing. We're actually the only people talking about sex on the planet, which is so cool. I cornered the market. I know. It's really cool. It feels really good about that. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. And thank you, everyone. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. But there's one more thing I have to tell you. Emily and Tony, Down Under Comfort is a great time, is a great time of year to make sure that you don't have anything sweaty, your balls, your breasts, your back, anything like that. It is comfortable, keeps your intimate areas dry, comfortable, fresh, clean, and ready for action anytime. If you use baby powder, talcum powder anywhere on your body, throw it away and buy some Down Under Comfort because you can use it anywhere on your body. It prevents sweat stains and chafing and that not so fresh feeling, which I know y'all have. So, you know, we all have that sometimes. So check it out. Go to Emily and Tony. Tony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off your first order. And also, speaking of sex and intimate areas, let's talk about your penis for a minute. Promescent wants to help you have the best sex ever and last as long as you want, because a lot of people just don't last as long as they want to in the bedroom. There is an orgasm gap. Women take between 20 to 40 minutes to orgasm, 20 to 40 minutes, and men sometimes like 6 to 8 minutes, or maybe you just less a minute. Premature ejaculation. In fact, Promescent is the only treatment for premature ejaculation. And it's a quickly absorbing delay spray. You just use it once. You wait a few minutes. You have sex. It's fine. It will double the amount of time you last in bed. So check out Promescent. That's Promescent.com. Promescent. Thanks for listening.